5 to 7. Acid rain's a terrible thing. Kills trees, pollutes lakes and rivers, does awful damage to the environment. Now we're being told it might actually help in some ways. Dr. Vincent Gauci of the Open University has been leading a study. In what sense, Dr. Gauci?
Well, purely in the sense of one greenhouse gas, and that's methane. It's a very powerful greenhouse gas, about 20 times more powerful than CO2 on a molecule-for-molecule basis. And we've essentially uncovered this link from a variety of experiments in Scotland, in America, in Sweden, that sulfate, an important component of acid rain, can actually limit the emission of this powerful greenhouse gas from natural wetlands.
But the problem now, obviously, or the good thing, is that we've been getting on top of acid rain because of improvements in power stations and all that sort of thing. So does that mean there will be more of this gas in the atmosphere?
No, partly because Asia is rapidly industrializing and has its own acid rain problem. Generally, we're not sure how long the effect will last, and this is the next question that we're seeking to answer.
So what happens in Asia when they also start to deal, as inevitably, presumably they will, with their acid rain problem, which at the moment is holding down this gas, then that circle becomes an even more vicious one?
Well, it's holding down this gas, but only partially. It's an important greenhouse gas, but it's not the whole story in terms of greenhouse warming. So yes, while Asia was going to continue to industrialize into the mid 21st century, when things decline, then we're not sure how long it's going to take for these ecosystems to recover and for methane to pop back up.
But the sort of short term prognosis is what is pretty bad.
Not really. I mean, in the short term, what we're finding is that the effects of global warming on wetlands, if we didn't include this effect, would be that we'd have much higher emissions from these natural systems. Now, we're finding that the effect of acid rain is just offsetting that effect. It's keeping it as it should be, at pre-industrial levels, roughly. So it's just something we're not fully understanding yet, but we're seeking to understand.
But you're not, in a sentence, you're not saying acid rain is a good thing.
Absolutely not. That's the complete wrong message from this story. We don't want to be going back to the 70s and 80s with all the ecosystem damage that occurred in Europe.
Indeed. Dr. Gauci, thanks very much indeed.